The same loan shark that loaned my dad more money than he could possibly ever pay back. First he turned on me, then he turned on him. Back then, I thought our love was the stuff of fairy tales. Blaine promised me the world and delivered me hell on earth. "That's why I think you should just take this job from your auntie and call it a day." My best friend, Janelle, smacked her gum loudly into the receiver. I pulled the phone away from my ear. "It's really the only way, Mia. How else are you going to get your dad out of this bind with Blaine and his goons?" I sucked down the crisp water as the California sun split the drops into shards of speckled light across the rippled bottle. "I don't know what to do, Jin. I don't have that kind of money lying around. I don't have any money lying around." I sighed, and it sounded loud and overly dramatic even to my own ears. "Look, you've always been in love with love." "Not anymore," I reminded my lifelong best friend. Through the phone, I could hear the noise of Vegas. People thought the desert was a quiet place. Not on the Strip. Slot machines tinkled, and bells rang in a monotonous drone, no matter where you were. You really couldn't escape it. "I know,